Welcome to Live Action Replay, recorded on the 5th of June 2018. This is your one-stop shop for all things esports from a distinctly and uniquely Australian point of view. I'm your host, Mitch, and joining me this week, as always, are my co-hosts, Joel and Adam.
Hello.
Hello.
All right, just for the listeners at home, Joel spoke first. We were unfortunately away last week, and we will be away next week, so we'll have some games in preparation for you. So, let's kick things off with the esports news.
Time for the esports news now. Gfinity Esports has partnered with Channel 10 in order to bring the 2018 Gfinity Elite Series Australia to live free-to-air TV in Australia. All Rocket League matches will be airing on Channel 10 One, with 5 weeks of regular season and 2 weeks of finals. Ayoris, part of Gigabyte, has partnered with G2 Esports to establish an Esports High Performance Center in Berlin, Germany. The partnership is a part of G2's strategy to secure a franchise spot in the EU LCS. Ayoris will be providing all of G2's hardware as part of the deal. Ally Valiant of Overwatch has partnered with the You Can Play project. You Can Play aims to fight homophobia within the esports industry and bring awareness to the prevalence of homophobia within esports. The partnership will see LA Valiant sell pride patches in the shape of their logo, with the proceeds going to You Can Play, as well as players and staff undertaking sensitivity training and the filming of a PSA to promote awareness. Airline Air Asia has posted an Instagram photo with the chairman of the airline stating their plan to launch their own team, league, and center. While nothing has officially been announced, Air Asia already has its own employee program, sponsors a team, and acquired and rebranded their own mobile leagues team. Splice has partnered with Foot Locker. The announcement suggests that the focus of the partnership will be on the EU LCS. Foot Locker will be supporting the team in both lifestyle and performance. However, no more information has currently been released. Player Unknown Battlegrounds Corporation has filed a copyright lawsuit against Epic Games Korea. PUBG is claiming that Fortnite is so similar to PUBG that it is breaking copyright rules. Bluehole, PUBG's parent company, states that Epic Games is providing the engine for both games and is therefore profiting from both games' success. FaZe Apparel has also filed a lawsuit suing FaZe Clan for trademark infringement. The lawsuit is over the use of the word FaZe on the team's apparel items. Organisation Femme Ferocity is currently assembling a team for the Heroes of the Storm Global Championships Open Division. Femme Ferocity is an organisation aiming to legitimise feminine personalities as equal competitors in esports. The CEO and co-founder, Steph Law, has discussed her own barrier in esports as a trans woman, stating that following her transition was not accepted on teams for reasons such as her personality and energy. The organisation is not restricted to women, but focuses on femininity as a whole. They are looking for a feminine, coded roster with all genders.
Now moving on to the OWL. There has been 2 weeks of games since our last show, so there's a few highlights here. Obviously, we want to give you our weekly recap of all of the Shanghai Dragon shenanigans. They did lose quite badly against everyone. Shanghai lost against Fusion on last Friday. They also lost against New York Excelsior, which is unsurprising. Top
vehicle. Well, the past couple of weeks, you've seen Shanghai Dragons climb up against other players going, 3-1, 3-2 against other teams. They have still lost, but they have won matches.
Yes, but they have had a bad couple of weeks.
Yes, the couple of weeks they've gone, each team has gone 4-0 each one.
Except for there was a 3-0-1 most recently on
Against Houston Outlaws.
Yes, so there is a bit of, there's not really that much improvement. They've kind of dropped a little bit, but they're still on their loss streak. But we'll get to where that is.
Very
at the
true.
Moment.
But they are up against they were up against the stronger teams this past couple of games. They were against Philadelphia Fusions, which they were, I think, fourth or fifth on the overall ladder.
Yes.
And Seoul Dynasty, which I'm still not sure where Seoul Dynasty lies and rests a part of this entire thing.
Well, they're currently sixth on the overall ladder, and they've gone 2-4. In this stage.
Yes, but the biggest thing is the previous week they went 4-0 against New York Excelsior.
Mm.
New York Excelsior won 4-0 against them.
Yep.
So they won that.
I wonder
if this
is
where the loss streak would have started, right?
Yes. So I reckon that this would be their B team at the moment.
Interesting.
Because there's no tilting. There's no outward, this is OG, this is OG Shanghai.
Yeah.
They're just 4-0-ing everyone at this for the last 2 weeks. And that's a bit surprising because you'd expect it to not be after they tilted. So maybe they led with their B team and now this is proper.
Probably. Because their second game is they went 4-0 against Shanghai Dragons.
Yes.
But the next following ones they were against Florida Mayhem.
Mm-hmm.
They barely won with 3-2. So it's, I don't know if it actually is the B team or if it's the actual overall, the A team.
Yeah. Mm.
It's hard to tell.
It is very, very difficult to tell. Currently, we have the standings in the top five, just so for you at home, is New York Excelsior, London Spitfire, Los Angeles Valiant, and Boston Uprising. We are seeing that London is dropping as well as Boston, quite significantly dropping. They have yet to win a game this stage.
Valiant is slowly climbing its way up.
Yes.
But New York Excelsior still hasn't moved.
New York Excelsior and London haven't moved, but we are getting close, I think. I think there's going to be a shift between Valiant and London very soon.
I don't think New York Excelsior is going to move at all, ever.
Well, they're,
they're just going to remain at the top every single time.
Yeah, yeah. They've got 118 match wins. I mean, the next closest is London on 94.
True, but this is the fourth rounds, and they were lost in their second week. It's still any game.
It is still anyone's game, but most likely just those top five I just read out. I don't know if Seoul can pull this back. They've got quite a bit to catch up on. They might still be in the final ladder, but we'll see how that all pans out. And just in the final update, the current loss streak for the Shanghai Dragons is 36.
And speaking of that, I'm looking at your prediction here on a little sticky note that we did. Your prediction was 35, so you have unfortunately not...
Damn.
The head. Yeah.
Thank you for bringing that up.
What have you put down, Adam?
I put down 46.
And I put down none.
Yeah.
All right. So you've got 10 more matches, if there is even 10 more matches left in the stage, but we'll see how that goes. Now, as you would have heard in the news earlier, that the Rocket League GES is currently airing on at 10-1.
Yes.
Now, I'm very excited about this, and it has actually been going for a week already.
Is it really?
Yes, we missed out on Sunday. So on Sunday, we had the Brisbane Deceptors versus the Melbourne Order, with the Melbourne Order winning 3-1. We had Sydney Roar versus Sydney Chiefs, with the Chiefs winning 3-2. And Perth Ground Zero versus Melbourne Avant Gaming, with Perth Ground Zero getting a 3-0.
Do we know if Order is in the same vein as Order from the OC?
Yes, same
OC?
Company. Same as Avant and Chiefs.
Okay.
So there's a few crossover from our OPL teams.
Hmm.
Speaking of OPL...
The club logo is a mammoth. It's actually a mammoth. We've got a lot of stick on Twitter for the logo. Personally, I like it. We used to be Sin Gaming, and now we are Mammoth Esports. Nothing has changed. Like, we're still the team that... you guys loved when we were Sin Gaming, so like don't feel that, oh my god, like it's a completely new identity, and we still have the same values, pretty much the same players, and if you liked me, like I'm still here, so that's nothing to worry about. It's just we have new owners, real smart guys. They want to win, we want to win, and now our visions and goals have aligned, and we're trying to make Mammoth Esports one of the best teams in Australia.
So that was Juves, if you guys didn't know him. He's the jungler. And so we're talking about the new Oceanic Pro League team, which I guess they are a new team, but they've just been rebranded. So they're now called Mammoth Esports, and they were Sin Gaming. So on the 29th of April, the roster and OPL slot of Sin Gaming are acquired and is rebranded to Mammoth Esports. They also acquired Rewind, who is a Korean mid laner. Mash, who is a huge NA resident, he joins as a new AD carry, so he's been on teams such as Team Coast, Phoenix One, Goldcorn United, and Echo Fox. So really, like,
wow.
Big teams from NA, you know. He's not like a rookie by any means. He's been around in the scene since 2011, so pretty much as long as Double If, really.
That's insane.
And then you guys should know Chippy's from Direwolves, so he did play at Worlds.
Yeah.
He didn't look too good at Worlds, but, I mean, he is still a good top laner.
It's really interesting to see that the NAL NALCS and the OPL have different methods of transferring players.
Yeah.
So with the NALCS, you actually have to wait till the off-season before you can transfer.
Yeah, so they're locked into contracts.
Whereas this is mid-season.
Yeah.
So that's very bizarre. I wonder who Direwolves is getting to replace Chippies.
Well, I'm still interested whether it was, I guess, a poach or whether Direwolves dropped them.
Yes.
Which is still interesting.
That's why I'm quite surprised, because Direwolves did extremely well in their...
in their region.
Yeah. Yeah. And they went to Worlds. Mm. So I don't know why he would...
I think it's more of just a poach. I think it's definitely a poach. I think Mammoth have definitely like gone to grab him because he's done well. I don't think he played bad in one tournament. Direwolves would have dropped him.
Yeah.
Mm. So the new lineup is Chippies in the top lane, Juves as jungle, Remind as mid lane, Mash as ADC, and Kuden as support. And then just as an organization update, they do have a head coach, an analyst, team manager, and general manager.
Okay, so they're starting to build.
So they've taken over Sin Gaming as a whole. That's
They basically just replaced them, rebranded.
And they mentioned in that clip that they were catching a bit of flack about their new logo. I actually really like the new logo.
Yeah, I don't
logo.
Mind it.
The Mammoth logo. You haven't seen it yet, Joel, have you?
I haven't seen the logo, no.
I'll have a look after the show and let people know at home what your thoughts are.
I hope Mammoth does very well, because... Sin Gaming originally, they were, I think, probably second last, because I think Bombers were at the very bottom.
Bombers, Tectonic, and Sin were the bottom three. I think it was Bombers, then Tectonic, then Sin.
Yeah. So Juves was talking about it. He said that they've come fifth the last three splits. So I guess their goals are is to not be fifth.
Yeah.
Because they've had that's what's happened the last three splits. So I guess he said, you know, even if they're fourth or third, as long as they're improving, then that's the main thing. But with Mash as an ADC, I have high hopes.
I think their focus is going to try and get the NA player to be the focus for the team.
Yeah.
And if he does well, then that's where I think they're going to start.
But they also have a Korean mid laner too.
Yes.
So they've got good, you know, bot mid players, and they just need to
Make sure the team cohesion is there. Yeah. Because that's what we saw with Sin Gaming. They did not have that last split. Very, very keen for Split 2, and I'm going to remind everyone on opltips.com to go and tip, because now that we're partnered officially with Hungry Jack's, you can actually get bonuses when you predict correctly.
Free food.
Free food. Always good for gamers. Coming up this week in esports, on Saturday we've got the OWL from 9 till 1. Friday we've got the OWL from 9 till 1 and the OPL from 5 till 11 p.m. Saturday, we've got the OWL from 9 till 1, and then the OPL from 5 till 11. And on Sunday, we've got the OWL from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., and the Rocket League GES from 10 a.m. till 1. So you've got a full day of esports on Sunday. Now, are there any games that are jumping out at you guys?
I guess for me in the OPL would obviously be Mammoth. Obviously, their opening match against Bombers.
Oh, yeah, no, Bombers is not going to win that. No. I want Bombers to win that.
Yeah.
But no.
Bombers did okay in probably a few matches.
Yeah.
Surprising games.
Surprisingly okay, yeah. That's probably how I would describe Bombers.
And I'm with you with the OPL as well. Direwolves against Order.
Yeah.
The teams that were at the top are kicking off the very first games.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that that Order might win that.
Well, Direwolves has lost their star top laner.
Yeah.
Whether that impacts them.
I think this might be the impact that's where Order will take over as the reigning champion, because they've just lost one of their players.
Unless Mammoth comes through and, you know, dominates the scene.
See, that's what I'm concerned about, because Mammoth is also where most of the Order would have come from.
Mm.
Because they're all ex-Sin gamers.
Yeah.
So Order could do really well against Mammoth or vice versa, because they know each other's plays.
Yeah.
So it's going to be very interesting to see how those matches turn out in later weeks. Obviously, stuff with Boston Uprising versus Shanghai Dragons, not going to win there. Same with Shanghai Dragons versus Florida Mayhem. I think if they're going to win, that's going to be it. But I said that last time, and it was 4-0, so I don't really know.
Yeah. Seoul Dynasty is up against Boston Uprising, and they're also against Philadelphia Fusion.
Yep.
I think this week might be their downfall, where they start to just spiral out.
Each week we highlight the weird and wonderful things you can buy to deck yourself out and represent your favorite teams in our sweet merch segment. This week we have the LA Valiant Pride patch. As we went through in the news segment earlier, LA Valiant has partnered with the You Can Play project, whose aim is to fight homophobia within the esports industry and bring awareness to the prevalence of homophobia within esports. The partnership will see LA Valiant sell Pride patches in the shape of their logo, with the proceeds going to the You Can Play project. They are $10 USD each, which converts to about $13.08 Australian, with $26.16 shipping, which is a bit much for me, but if you want to get one of these sent to you, it's going to cost about $40. And that's it from us here at Live Action Replay this week. Remember to leave us an iTunes review, preferably 5 stars, and grab your friend's phone, subscribe to our podcast on their phone, as well as the Replay podcast, which is our sister show. Remember also you can tweet at us at LAR_podcast or on the Live Action Replay Facebook page. Also make sure to join our Discord at tinyurl.com/replaydiscord. You'll be able to listen and join us in our viewing parties of the Rocket League coming up this Sunday. And we'll see you in 2 weeks.